Okay, so the question is, what is your favorite low-carb keto meal to serve to carb-based friends and family? What do you think is most likely to win them over or maybe have them not even notice? And if you have people who insist on eating carbs, what are your most flexible dishes that cater to both with minimal tweaking for you?
I would say that my favorite meal to prepare, which I've done several times when I've had company over, is a big pork roast. Pork butt or pork shoulder is nice and fatty, and I like to crisp it up in the oven. Who doesn't love pork? And I will make keto barbecue side dishes for them. The barbecue sauce on the sides. They won't even know it's keto. And then if I have to do a dessert, one thing that I like to make is cheesecake. Everybody loves cheesecake, and most people don't even know that I substitute the sugar. And usually when I make a keto cheesecake too, when I follow the recipe, I only put in half of what they recommend because really I just love the taste of the cheese in the cheesecake. It doesn't have to be real sweet.
It gets masked, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you put too much sweet in, that's all you can taste is the sweet.
Right. And I like the creaminess and the texture of a cheesecake and it's heavy, you know, and so eliminate some of the sweetness. And when I tell people after the fact that it's a keto meal, they're genuinely surprised. I'm like, I can eat normally. We have a lot of potlucks at church too, and I take keto dishes to those and people will just scoop them right up. Like Reuben casserole was a big hit, or the low-carb pumpkin custard in the slow cooker was a huge hit. And again, just a little bit of the sugar substitute in it. Just enough so that they would know it's a dessert. Yeah, people, I love taking stuff to gatherings, keto food, and everyone's so surprised that I do eat normal. I'm not on a restrictive diet.
Yes, I think that's the thing, actually, that happens a lot here, that people come around. I mean, people know that I'm keto, obviously, but they're often surprised with the meals I give them. And I do tend to make more things that are a bit more carby from my point of view. So, I mean, I don't tend to eat that many vegetables and cauliflower and things actually that much. I often just end up eating the meat, maybe a little bit of a side, but not that much. So I do cater a bit more for them. And, you know, I'll do something like a cauliflower mash or cauliflower mac and cheese or some kind of sort of, because I think that's one of the most carb-like dishes. It's most like your mashed potato or something like that. So I'll probably have something like that and then at least one vegetable side, like some green beans or a salad or whatever. And most people, they look at it and it just feels like a normal meal.
Right. One of my favorite things in the summertime during grilling season is kebabs. Yeah, we make steak kebabs and chicken kebabs, and there are some veggies on those, usually red onion, tomato. And that's like that's a normal summer meal here in the States. And a side salad that's completely keto friendly for me. And I'm totally duping my friends. They think they're just getting a normal meal, right? Exactly. And then after the fact, they're like, you can eat that? Yes, I can eat all of this. Yes.
Yes, it really is not boring.
No, it's not boring at all.
A friend of mine who eats here quite a lot is the same person I mentioned in the podcast that I tend to go out to dinner with fairly often. In fact, that's our deal. I cook meals for him and then he takes me out to dinner. So
that's nice.
It's quite a good swap. But especially with the desserts, what you were saying about using a lot less sweetener than is in the recipe, I do that too. But it's something that he's noticed himself with what I give him. And he's noticed that and said, what I really love about this is that it's not too sweet. I'm sick of things being too sweet and I can't taste the things I want to taste. He really loves coconut. And I use that coconut, you know, the creamed coconut.
I
think it also is called coconut manna, coconut butter. Yeah. And I just make little sweets out of that. Mm-hmm. And he loves it. He says, because it tastes like coconut.
You
have things, you know, he's from the UK. And anything like that, any sort of macaroons or anything like that, that are coconutty, that he really likes the flavor of, he says, they just taste of sugar. I want to taste the coconut.
Right. I agree. I did make a keto macaroon recipe one time and they were really good. I don't do a lot of baking because I don't miss cookies and sweets and stuff like that, but I will bake to share with friends and at gatherings. And
that's exactly it. It's mostly too much effort for me. I do really enjoy eating those things myself, and actually to a certain extent making them. But one of the problems is that I will overeat them. So there's no way. If I made a cheesecake without having people here to eat it, I would eat it all in a fairly short space of time.
Okay.
So it's one of the ways that I can enjoy those things sometimes without falling face first into it.
Exactly. And it's so fun to share with friends, share the lifestyle and the recipes and the fellowship.
And like you say, to surprise them.
Yes. And now my whole church, there's so many people in my church doing keto right now. We need to start having our own keto table. There's enough keto food there. So that's really fun too.
Well, how fantastic. Well done for that. It's really good to influence other people and help them find better health.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that little Patreon extra.
Okay, appreciate thank it. You. No problem.